Grab your Bible. It's time for Reading the Word with Justin Reed, the minister at the Arlington Church of Christ on Faulkner Springs Road. Now, here's Justin.
With it being the new year, I thought we ought to talk about some resolutions that we set. Although you and I can make a decision to hopefully set forth a new habit at any point in the year, it seems by and large, we choose the turning of the page to a new calendar as the designated time in which we want to better our lives in some way, shape, form, or another. Now, I will not go through the statistics, but most statistics are sad when it comes to New Year's resolution. In fact, by now, most people have already broken the resolution they set on January the 1st. But dear friends, tonight I believe we can find some resolutions in Scripture that you and I can do. Now, if you were to poll people, and I won't do it here tonight, but if you were to poll people, I would dare say your top three resolutions that people have for any new year. Number one, they want to lose a little bit of weight. Even it seems your most fit people want to lose maybe just a little bit more. Number two, resolution, people want to exercise more. And that kind of goes hand in hand with the weight loss. And then our third resolution, most people want to do is they want to eat better. Maybe after coming off the holiday slump, maybe it's not the best time to think about eating better. Maybe they're still thinking about some of those meals. I want you to go with me to the book of Luke, chapter 15. I want us to start here, although this is not a resolution in and of itself. Luke chapter 15 and verse 18, I believe, can help us as we are trying to accomplish any goal that we have set before us. Now, to set the scene, Luke 15 is what I like to call the lost chapter of the Bible. Not that it was lost and is now included in the book of Luke, but the entirety of the chapter are things that are lost. You have a man that has 100 sheep, loses one, leaves the 99, goes out to find that one. When he reunites that one, there is great rejoicing. There's a lady who has 10 coins. She loses one, sweeps the entire house, calls her neighbors. They all light candles. They find that one coin. It is brought back and restored. There is great rejoicing. And then the final part in the chapter, which takes up the bulk of it, is the story we call the prodigal son, or the one who goes out and wastes his living. But keeping with the lost theme, it is a lost son. In fact, you might could argue there are two lost sons in this. One lost son stays home, and he's lost because of his bad attitude. One gets lost because of his bad living. But I want you to notice here, this prodigal son, this younger son, has gone out to a far country, and he is feeding the pigs, which, by the way, being of a Jewish background, you wouldn't have done. But desperate times do call for desperate measures. He goes through a famine. Brother George Dehoff in his commentary said there's always a famine when one is away from God. This man here has left his home and he gets on bad times. And he notices in verse 17, he says, "How many of my hired servants in my father's house have bread to spare? And yet here I am just eating and perishing with hunger." I'm trying to eat pig feed. But notice verse 18, key in on that. "I will arise and go to my father, and I will say, Father, I have sinned before heaven," or "against heaven and before thee." But notice, what does he say he must do? He must get up and take action. Think about that. He said, "I will arise and go." Dear friends, we look at three resolutions tonight that you and I, from Scripture, I think can adopt for this new year. They all involve us getting up and going. There is no resolution that is passive. There is no resolution that is sitting back on the sidelines letting everything happen to you. Number one, I want to lose the weight of sin. I want to lose the weight of sin. Go with me to the book of Hebrews, if you will. Beginning in chapter 12 and verse number 1. Hebrews 12 and 1. The Hebrew author, whomever it may be, if you view Hebrews as a sermon, as I tend to do from time to time, and chapter 11 has just been preaching on all these heroes of faith. By faith, Noah. By faith, Abraham. By faith, this person. By faith, that person. Two women mentioned in there, by the way, Sarah and Rahab. And he talks about the falling of the walls of Jericho, and then he has to speed up. He says, time would fail me to mention. It's almost like he looked up at the clock and went, oh, I've got to hurry this sermon along. And he kind of recaps the whole Old Testament, but notice chapter 12, verse 1. Wherefore, or therefore, summing up what he's just said in chapter 11, seeing we are also compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses. Would that not be referring to that great list of people in the 11th chapter? We've seen all these people who lived by faith, and each one of them was pleasing to God in their time by living by faith. Notice, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus. He is the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. What does the Hebrew writer say we need to set beside every weight? Dear friend, our first resolution should be losing the weight of sin. And then the Hebrew writer goes on to say it's like you're running a race. And in running a race, you don't want to wear anything that is going to load you down. Now, a little spoiler alert about me that you may or may not have known. I don't run in races. I don't. I find no excitement in that, no joy in that. If that's for you, I'm not knocking it at all. There are people who need to go do it because these people who organize marathons want you to do it. It's not for me. But I know if I ran a marathon, I'm not going to wear my suit that I wear on Sunday. That is too constricting. The shoes are wrong. The material's wrong. Nothing about a suit, dear brethren, breathes. But when people run, they buy special shoes. They buy special clothes. It's the lightest material possible. It's the most wicking material possible because they don't want anything holding them back. The Hebrew author here says, let us lay aside every weight which will easily beset us. What is that? That is sin. Dear friends, you and I, if we try to carry sin around with us, it will weigh us down. It is like an anchor, and we are out trying to swim, and that's not the time you want an anchor when you're trying to get to shore, dear friends. We need to, number one, lose the weight of sin.
Reading the Word is hosted by Justin Reed, the minister at the Arlington Church of Christ in McMinnville. The building is located at 2500 Faulkner Springs Road, just 1.2 miles off 70 on the right. Join us for Sunday worship at 9 a.m., Sunday school at 10 a.m., and worship at 11 a.m. with midweek Bible study Wednesday at 7 p.m.
Number two resolution I think we can adopt this year. Go back to Hebrews chapter 5 and verse 14, Hebrews 5:14. A second resolution, I need to exercise higher discernment. I need to exercise higher discernment. Now, the book of Hebrews, dear friends, I would argue is the best commentary on the Old Testament that money could buy. Because the Hebrew writer shows how Christ and the New Testament is better. Seven different times the word better appears in Hebrews. How it is better than the old law. And one of the ways is Christ is a better high priest than every high priest that served in the Levitical priesthood. And that's what he's getting at here in chapter 5 of the book of Hebrews. But notice how he closes it out, verse 13. For everyone that uses milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. He's talking about when we approach the Word of God, there are some people that we affectionately call babes in Christ because they're newborns, spiritually speaking, and they can't handle the weightier matters, so they need the milk of the Word, the first principles, the basic teachings, if you will. But notice, verse 14, but strong meat belongs to them that are of full age, or in Greek, those that have experience. Even those by who, by reason of use of their senses, they have, watch this, exercised to discern both good and evil. Dear friends, a resolution for you and I is we need to exercise higher discernment. There's going to come a time where somebody's going to ask you a biblical question that's going to be a little bit more complex than who lived in the Garden of Eden. Adam and Eve, right? I got that one all day long, Genesis 1, 2, and 3. I know that one. But there's going to come a time where somebody's going to say, well, can we do this in worship? Can we not do this in worship? And I'm going to tell you now, most of these conversations I've been in, they don't start phrasing it like that. I got lumped into a conversation like that just this week. Well, I want you to read something about this line of thinking. I want to show you this way and see if we can adopt it. Dear friends, that involves a higher discernment. That goes from the milk, the simple teachings. Now you've got to apply Scripture. That's why Paul tells Timothy to study, to rightly divide the word of truth. See, when we study, we exercise our brains. Bodily exercise profits little, Paul tells Timothy. But we must exercise our brains to higher discernment. Notice, then you are, Hebrews 5:14, eating meat. So what's our resolutions? Number one, lose the weight of sin. Number two, exercise higher discernment. Go to the book of Jeremiah for our final one, if you will. Jeremiah chapter 15 and verse 16. We call Jeremiah the weeping prophet. Because all, well not all, but almost everything he writes, he's lamenting, which is why he writes the book of Lamentations over the sins of Israel, of God's people. He is mourning because their sin separates them from God and it causes God pain. And as the spokesman for God, it causes him pain as well. Notice here in Jeremiah 15 and verse number 16, our third resolution, dear friends, I need to eat the healthy Word of God. I need to eat the healthy Word of God. Thy words were found, and I did eat them. Thy word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of mine heart, for I am called by thy name, O Lord God of hosts. What does Jeremiah says? I found your words, and I ate them. Now, he didn't physically take a scroll and take his pocket knife out and cut it up and dip it in a sauce and chew the parchment. That's not what he's talking about. He consumed them. He studied them. He dwelled upon them. He ate of the healthy Word of God. You know, there are people who count calories, they count carbs, they only eat between certain hours, they go certain periods without eating. You can eat God's Word all day long and never gain a pound, dear friends. It will never do that to you, but you'll gain knowledge. See, he says, I did eat them, and it's almost the idea, I ate all of them. That's why I love going to gospel meetings, dear friends. It feels like when I go to a gospel meeting, it's just like a buffet, and I feel like I haven't eaten in a day or two, and I can just sit there and be spiritually fed. And on Sundays, we are spiritually fed. And on Wednesday nights, and when we have other Bible classes and whatnot, we are spiritually fed. Dear friends, that is a resolution I feel you and I can adopt. We need to eat the healthy Word of God. I'm not eating the words of the world. Those are unhealthy. They'll choke you. They'll kill you. Eat the healthy Word of God. But I also need to exercise higher discernment, and I need to lose the weight of sin. Three simple resolutions, which I would say correspond with most people's resolutions for the brand new year. I think you can do it. I believe in you. I'm in your corner. I want to encourage you to be resolved to do these things. I asked Brother John to lead a specific invitation song tonight. I am resolved. To me, that sounds like making a resolution. I am resolved no longer to linger. Dear friends, if you have been living a life of sin, you need to make that choice, that decision right here, right now. No more. No more will I follow that life of sin. No more will I follow that path that leads to destruction. I will be a Christian tonight by hearing, believing, repenting, confessing, being baptized, coming out of that watery grave, living a life anew in Christ. Dear friends, if you're not a Christian, why not become one today? Dear Christian friend, I encourage you to remain faithful. Be resolved to win the fight, faithful to the Lord. But if sin is separated between you and your God, you need to repent of those sins. And we're here to assist you with that as well. Resolve each day to live faithfully to the Lord.
This has been Reading the Word with Justin Reed, the minister at the Arlington Church of Christ on Faulkner Springs Road in McMinnville.